listening to the Bible 126 show.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Don't be brainwashed by false prophets. Matthew 7:15-17. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. The ministry of false teachers and prophets has prospered in our day, because many people failed to watch out for the warning signals Jesus gave about them. Every subject matter Jesus addressed during his Sermon on the Mount is very important and should not be taken lightly. One of those matters is being careful against the deceptions of false prophets. First, Jesus told us that they will come to us in sheep's clothing. By this expression, Jesus means that false prophets will not appear in a way where you will be wary of them. Instead, they will appear kind, humble, loving, and compassionate. However, they are wolves inside. This is a great level of hypocrisy and deception. A wolf wearing sheep skin. We all know that sheep are harmless, but wolves are wild. So the false prophets will hide their harmful nature and pretend to be good. They may carry big Bibles and deceive you with "God bless you" pleasantries, but they are after your destruction. Since the false prophets will appear in sheep's clothing, Jesus does not want us to be overly sensitive by taking genuine ministers of the gospel for fake and false teachers or prophets. So, he gave us a system of discerning the false prophets. Although they may appear mild, Jesus said we will know them by their fruits. Their fruits will betray their appearance, and their hidden nature will appear to us. No matter how trees try to hide their nature, a grape plant cannot produce lemons, and a fig tree cannot produce thorns. A good tree cannot produce bad fruits, and a bad tree cannot manipulate to produce good fruits. A wolf cannot bleat like a sheep, although it may disguise to be one. If we heed the warning of Jesus, we will not be victims of false prophets. Beloved, there is a vast difference between gifts and fruits. False prophets could produce lying signs and wonders and claim to be demonstrating the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But if we watch for their fruits, we will discern them in no time. One of the greatest reasons people fall for the deception of false teachers and prophets is that they are carried away by the supernatural acts they perform. We should know that the devil can perform the supernatural too, but he cannot produce the attributes of God. We have read in the Bible about the wolves in the sheep's skin. The wolves are always about shedding blood. They are not easily seen, and they can be mistaken for the real sheep. The false prophet hides under the disguise of being part of the body of Christ, but they are not. As Satan disguises himself as the angel of light, so also these false teachers are good at appearing as the teachers of truth and the real teachers to be obeyed and followed. They are out there looking for who to prey on, and when they find one, they fill such with false doctrines. No matter how the devil disguises, he cannot produce the fruits of repentance or forgiveness. That is the same principle that applies in discerning false prophets. They are nothing but the emissaries of Satan. You must know that their works are so that you can know how to protect yourself. What are their works? A sure sign of a false prophet or a wolf in sheep's clothing is that they try to please men. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? One of the works of these false prophets is that they want to be recognized as good people, so they please men instead of pleasing God. They water down the gospel message. My friend, the Word of God is not there to make you feel better about yourself or improve your self-esteem. The gospel message is there for you to be saved. The gospel message is there to guide you into the kingdom of God. And the only way to do that is by first acknowledging that you are a sinner, and the wrath of God is the just reward for a disobedient sinner, and that you must be born again. There are teachers of the Word that used to be good teachers, but the pressures from the outside world overcame them and went after worldly things. Jesus warned the people of his days about falling victim of false prophets, and he gave stricter warning about them to those who will live in the end of the world. When the disciples of Jesus asked him for the signs of the end time, the first response he gave in Matthew 24, 4 and 5 was, "Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many." As a matter of fact, we have to be more careful than the people who lived in Jesus' days. Now, false teachers and prophets are out there that parade themselves as Christ, and they are pulling crowds and deceiving people. Recently, a so-called minister of God claimed to have discussed with God over the phone and was deceiving people with so-called messages from the Lord. The most unfortunate thing is that people are blinded from seeing the fruits that these false prophets bear because they only focus on their eloquence and lying signs and wonders. Many believe that anyone that can produce a sign is sent by God. I believe that if the magicians in Pharaoh's palace in the days of Moses were alive today, they will deceive many believers neatly. Beloved, let us wise up and refuse to be brainwashed by false prophets. Another sign is that they give little or no reference to Jesus. They want to glorify and exalt themselves. They follow their selfish desires and make false prophecies. Jeremiah 14:14. Then the Lord said unto me, "The prophet's prophecy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart." False teachers don't have the understanding of salvation or repentance, so they don't speak about it. False prophets don't like to tell the people what will make them sober. They don't get involved in the commandments of the Bible and the basis of the gospel, which is repentance. They leave that part out. They are more concerned with a seeker-friendly gospel. The gospel that says come and live in sin, following the laws of God, is outdated. Jesus strengthened his warning about the end-time deceptions of false prophets in Matthew 24, 23 through to 25, saying, "Then, if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before." It is necessary to remind ourselves of these things, because even the very elect will be deceived if they are not careful. Jesus had to repeat his warning against being victims of false prophets, so that we will be very watchful. If you build your faith in miracles and not in Christ, you may be easily swept off by the deceptions of false prophets. False prophets twist the scripture. The Bible is a manual guide for every Christian. It was written through the inspiration of God. Many people have given different meanings to some parts of the scriptures. Some people translate or give the exegesis of the Bible. The false teachers twist them to match what they want or what they want the people to do. In this way, many people are involved in this. This is why we must have a better understanding of the scriptures so that we will be able to hold on to that which is true. There is one thing that we need to use to shield ourselves from these false doctrines and cults. That is the Word of God. We have been given this Word by God to use. The Word is full of truths. Everything we need to know, the truth has been written there. Get to know the Bible for yourself. That is a sure way to never be led astray. Know your Bible for yourself. Study the Scriptures. Moreover, we need to be careful of the places we visit. Some believers are always looking for where things are happening. Such Christians should be careful not to fall into wrong hands. False prophets are real, and their deceptions are real too. In fact, John told us in the book of Revelation that the false prophets will help to strengthen the kingdom of the upcoming Antichrist by deceiving people with lying signs and wonders. We are not saying that everywhere signs and wonders is experienced is evil, but we must be careful to verify the spirit behind every operation before we believe it. Stay in a living church where you are being taught the true and undiluted Word of God. Be content with a praying church that teaches you how to fellowship with the Holy Spirit and maintain a life of holiness. Be careful of any place where the Word of God is not being shared, but only miracles are being performed. The Bible admonishes us to watch and pray. As we pray, we must also be watchful. Don't be deceived or brainwashed by false prophets.